Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and we are almost 2 weeks out from the Oscars.
Yeah.
So let's have the final word across the nation about our opinions.
Why not? Because yes, we've got enough material out of the Oscars for the last three months.
Last time we milked this.
Yeah, right. Wow. The Oscars as broadcast fodder, right?
Right. Start with the big picture.
Yeah, I was surprised at Argo winning Best Picture. I was surprised because I know that it was winning a lot of awards
yes.
leading up to it. I don't buy that whole momentum theory.
Yeah.
Like, it's got all this momentum. I just don't think that... I don't know.
Well,
but, I mean, I really have no evidence to the contrary to suggest
otherwise. Nate Silver in the New York Times did an analysis purely technical.
Nate Silver, okay.
Based upon the weight of all those awards
mm-hmm.
that they were getting. And they came out with Argo. Many more awards than Argo got, but Argo was definitely statistically the one that was going to get it. Now,
yeah.
for me, big disappointment.
Yeah.
Good thriller, lousy ending, fine film, okay.
Right.
But Lincoln's, to me, as a heavyweight compared with.
I totally agree with you, and here's why. Because Lincoln takes this known kind of entity, right, this known sort of moment in history, Lincoln's efforts to get the 13th Amendment passed. And we know that it passes.
Yes.
We know that he's going to die. So there's this arc built into the movie, right? We know how it's going to end. But Spielberg does more than just tell us that story. He uses that story to illuminate or kind of explore other ideas, other truths, right? That's why you get these great moments where, like, Lincoln is laying down with his son on the floor, or these glimpses into who this guy is and what he means to us now. Now, take Argo. Argo is a crackerjack little thriller about these people who are extradited out of... is that the word? Extradited? Would
yeah.
That be?
Well,
okay, 3-2.
Extricated.
Two, extricated. 3-2. This crackerjack little story about the CIA's efforts to extricate these Americans out of Iran, right? We know how it ends. We know that they get out. And we know that there's this little cute little twist about this Hollywood story that really puts, you know...
Yes.
Puts the story over, makes it interesting, makes it a little different. Now, Affleck tells this story in really taught narrative fashion. He's a great director when it comes to suspense. But that's all. He just tells that story.
Sure.
There's nothing there. There's nothing added to that story. There's no sort of illumination of anything beyond what purpose the story
and those
serves.
Those words figure prominently, I think, for Zero Dark Thirty in exactly the same way. There's nothing added to me understanding the character played by
right.
Jessica Chastain. And if you throw in the hullabaloo about torture, which I think is a red herring, but is hit a lot of people, that went from top down to zero
mm-hmm.
in the whole list of possibilities for that.
Okay.
But, and your analysis of Lincoln, it shows how perfect it was for Daniel Day-Lewis, taking and exhausting that character in a smaller part of its grand epic life
right.
was a brilliant thing to do. Now, Jennifer Lawrence was not a surprise to me as the winner of Best Actress in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I saw Amour, and
right.
Emmanuel Riva was superior in every way to Jennifer
yeah.
Lawrence.
Yeah, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, John, but I'm really disappointed that they gave it to her because of what we talked
mm-hmm.
about, which is when you award an actress too young, or an actor, any actor, when they get this award, which is really, I mean, look, Paul Newman didn't get it until The Color of Money. Al Pacino didn't get it until Scent of a Woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Their best work
yes.
was up until those moments. Arguably, for Paul Newman, he did turn in some great stuff
yes.
afterwards. But look what happened to Mira Sorvino. Look what happened to Marissa Tomei. Young actresses who won an Oscar early on in their career, and it just totally derails their momentum.
Not for this woman, though.
The only thing she has going for her is that she has the Hunger Games franchise.
Yes.
Which is something that those other two actresses did not
have.
Well,
that's true, yeah. And if you look at Winter's Bone, where she had a nomination, she is establishing a record. Now, another person who's establishing a record, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, I was really annoyed with that win. Christoph Waltz is extraordinarily entertaining in that role.
To go back, Christoph Waltz.
Oh, Christoph Waltz.
Right.
Yes, we must pronounce the name accurately. No, I was annoyed at that. Christoph Waltz, what he did in Inglourious Bastards, brilliant.
Yes.
What he did in Django Unchained, entertaining, but not necessarily brilliant. I mean, he's just a good guy saying, you know, reciting Tarantino's screenplay lines in grand fashion, but not really. There's nothing interesting to his characterization of that guy.
He's affable. It's a really interesting role, and come to read that the reason he has that funky wagon, that Dennis wagon, is that he couldn't ride his horse.
Yeah, because he broke his collarbone.
Yes, isn't that great?
He broke his collarbone. But that shows why Tarantino is brilliant.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Because when the Waltz character enters the movie and he's riding that wagon with the tooth on a spring,
yes,
a giant tooth on top of it.
It's like
that's Tarantino
out of the Wizard
thinking,
of Oz.
That's him. But that's the hallmark of a good director thinking their way out of a creative snag.
Yeah.
You know? And that's great. I was kind of disappointed because I thought that De Niro should have won in that role. I would have liked to have seen
a
true comeback and them award what I felt was really a pretty great performance. Tommy Lee Jones and Lincoln, here's the only thing. If you take Tommy Lee Jones, you put him in 1865, and you slap that wig on him, there's no difference than taking the wig off of him and putting Tommy Lee Jones in 2013.
No, he is just a curmudgeon, and I had the same feeling. I would have been happy to see him get it for him.
Yeah.
But as far as a role that shows any stretch of Tommy Lee Jones, it wasn't so. And you could have had Philip Seymour Hoffman. You could have had Alan Arkin. It was a good run of possibilities.
Again, here's the thing. Alan Arkin is just Alan Arkin being Alan Arkin in that movie. And Philip Seymour Hoffman, I did not see The Master.
It wasn't worth seeing.
Okay, thank you. You're sparing me three hours. But
yes.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, I think, is just often an overrated actor. He does smarm really well, but I've never seen him do charm. You know, like, he's just always...
You think even as Capote?
I think he was miscast as Capote.
Now listen, the one person who had a lock on her category was Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
And while I might have had a little bit of a connection with Jackie Weaver, because I just saw her, as you know, at the lunch place.
Oh, yeah,
the other day.
In L.A. when you're traipsing about.
Right, but, and from Picnic at Hanging Rock. But I would have to say Anne Hathaway in that one song got her dream, and there's no beating her. Even Helen Hunt, who was so superior in the sessions. But that's the way it works.
I think Helen Hunt's movie career, she should just change gears and just offer up her forehead as screaming. As a place on which to project movies. And
I'll tell you where I was surprised. Ang Lee for directing.
Yes.
Although, great job of directing Life of Pi. No question about
it.
But I thought Spielberg deserved it for Lincoln.
He did.
And he didn't get it.
He really did.
It's a tough land out there.
Yeah.
If they don't... If they don't.
Ang Lee is another one who's overrated.
And of course, I was all about Amour for the foreign language film.
Yeah,
and beyond,
we saw that one coming. I mean, that was a lock.
But your buddy Tarantino for original screenplay—that's a good call.
It is a good call because nobody, you know, why he deserves to win the screenplay award at least every year he writes a screenplay is because, unlike many other writers, Tarantino is thinking about what the form of screenplay writing means to the medium. When he writes, he is writing for cinema. He's not just writing a story that can be kind of compartmentalized and broken apart into a visual. He is thinking about what these things mean to the camera. And I think there's no other writer that really does that the way he does that. Because you can see how he does it as a director.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, well, there's no other directors who's more a repository of all of film's culture than that man. And when he can put it in the screen like that, he's the best.
He's the Rain Man of screenwriting.